KJAN Sports.
And at 7:19, it's time for a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
We'll take a look at the high school basketball scores from last night. Let's run down the boys' action for you. First of all, it was Adair Casey down in Cam, 68-63 in boys' hoops. Arweva over Woodbine, 66-42. Boyer Valley beat Whiting, 68-48. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln was a 43-37 winner over the Council Bluffs' TJ boys in basketball action. Also, it was Creston beating Shenandoah, 79-51. Dallas Center Grimes over Winterset, 71-60. Des Moines Christian down Panorama, 62-18. Also in boys' hoops, it was Earlham over Woodward Granger, 64-50. Exira EHK over Peyton Sherdan, 61-58. The Guthrie Center boys with a 71-45 win over West Central Valley of Stewart Friday. Also, it was IKM Manning beating Ottawa West Monona, 78-53. I-35 Truro over Bedford by a score of 54-30. Iowa Christian Academy down Orient Maxburg in boys' hoops, 45-33. It was Kemper Catholic over Harlan, 50-48. Nottoway Valley slamming Central Decatur Leon, 75-29. Omaha Concordia, Nebraska beat Council Bluffs St. Albert just by a slim margin, 55-51 Friday. Also, it was Red Oak over Glenwood, 61-55. Riverside over AHSD, 68-38. Trainer down in Griswold, 66-51 in boys' hoops. Tri-Center was a 69-33 winner over Audubon. Underwood beat Missouri Valley, 57-32. Van Meter was a 71-28 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. And Sloan of Westwood beat Charter Oak Ute in boys basketball, 51-45. In girls' action, Adair Casey was a 55-24 winner over Cam. Arweva beat Woodbine, 80-35. Bedford was a 56-25 winner over I-35. Central Decatur down Nottoway Valley, 45-30 in girls' hoops. Clarinda beat Clarinda Academy, 79-11. It was Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln over Council Bluffs' TJ, 49-19. Creston beating Shenandoah in girls' action, 54-31. Dallas Center Grimes, a 51-37 winner over Winterset. Glenwood beating Red Oak, 52-33. Harlan was a 54-31 winner over Kemper Catholic. Also, the IKM Manning girls beat Ottawa West Monona, 70-13. Iowa Christian Academy pulled off a 44-28 win over Orient Maxburg in girls basketball. Kingsley Pearson beat West Harrison, 87-66. Lewis Central with a 20-point win over Denison Schleswig, 43-23. Mo Valley was a 57-47 winner over Underwood. Omaha Concordia beat Council Bluffs St. Albert in girls basketball, 46-25. Panorama beat Des Moines Christian, 43-32. The Peyton Sherdan girls with a 5-point win over Exira EHK, 45-40. Southeast Warren beat Liberty Center Lennox, or rather beat the Liberty Center, let's try that again, Southeast Warren Liberty Center over Lennox, 60-46 your final score there. Trainer beating Griswold, 50-23. Tri-Center was a 48-36 winner over Audubon in girls' hoops. Van Meter down to Coon Rapids Bayard, 57-39. Westwood Sloan beat Charter Oak Ute in girls' basketball, 35-33. And in corner conference action, third place in that tournament, went to Fremont Mills with a 53-46 win over Nishnabotna. You can look at all those scores on our website, KJAN.com, under the sports page, in case you missed any of them. Elsewhere in college sports, Iowa takes a 1-3 Big Ten mark into a matchup at home against Wisconsin tonight. The Badgers lead the Big Ten with a 4-0 record after a stunning victory at second-ranked Indiana. But Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey is not surprised by the Badgers' early success.
Wisconsin's a team that I look at. It almost doesn't matter who's there. You know, it's a system in place. It's a mentality that they have. and you know, they're going to compete, and they're going to play well, and they have guys that can shoot, and they're going to defend, and they're going to execute and play intelligently, and they're going to be hard to beat. And I don't care who's there. I don't care who shows up when you go up there to play. They're going to be hard to beat.
Iowa officials will honor the 20th anniversary of the death of former Hawkeye Chris Street at tonight's game. McCaffrey says that Street's legacy is still a big part of the program.
You know, we have a golf outing every year in his name. We have a foundation in his name. People still talk about him and are just effusive in their praise of how he played and his approach to the game. And his family has stayed connected. I mean, we have the Chris Street Award at our banquet, and his dad comes and presents that every year. And I just think it's important that his legacy be remembered and that there, that connection is maintained. And, you know, Saturday I think will be an emotional day for a lot of people.
Pre-game coverage of tonight's game begins at 6 o'clock right here on KJAN. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to terms with pitchers Mitchell Boggs and Edward Mujica on one-year contracts, thereby avoiding salary arbitration. Boggs gets $1.475 million after earning $506,000 last season. Mujica got a $3.2 million deal after making $1.625 million a year ago. Boggs appeared in a career-high 78 games last season and his 2.21 ERA ranked sixth among NL relievers. Mujica had a 1.03 ERA in 29 games after arriving in a trade deadline deal from Miami, shoring up the St. Louis bullpen and not allowing a run in his first 18 games with the Redbirds. The club also exchanged arbitration figures Friday with third baseman David Freese and pitchers Jason Mott and Mark Zabinski. Freeze, the MVP of the 2011 World Series and NLCS, asked for $3.75 million and was offered $2.4 million. Mott submitted a $5.5 million and was offered $4.5 million. Szczepski requested $1.3 million, while the Cardinals proposed he receive $900,000. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Coming up, we'll have the Conservation Report with Bob Bebensee and Eric Sandsgaard. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.